This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The BRICS Chief Justices Forum is underway in New Delhi, bringing together Chief Justices, Presidents of Supreme Courts and Senior Judicial Representatives from BRICS member states and partner countries. The Supreme Court of India is hosting the forum. On the opening day, Chief Justice of India Suryakant will hold bilateral meetings with heads of judicial delegations from Russia, China, Egypt, Indonesia, the UAE, Belarus, Kazakhstan, South Africa, Iran, and Uzbekistan. The three-day forum serves as a platform for participating judiciaries to discuss contemporary issues concerning justice delivery, international dispute resolution, technology, and sustainable development. The Indian Space Research Organization has successfully launched the EOS-05 Earth Observation Satellite aboard the GSLV F-17 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said the mission will further strengthen India's Earth observation capabilities and improve the delivery of Earth observation services. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have commended the successful launch of India's first ever imaging satellite from geosynchronous orbit. The death toll from the devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has climbed to 1,282. According to Nepal police, the highest number of fatalities have been reported in Chitwan, followed by Nawalbarasi East. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reported that as of last evening, 5,053 people were reported missing. Meanwhile, Nepal has also begun using DNA tests to identify victims. In a remarkable rescue effort, two men were rescued alive from a tunnel at Nepal's Trishuli 3A hydropower project, 10 days after being trapped. Emergency teams have rescued more than 12,000 people so far. Back home, the Ministry of Home Affairs will make available services of Central Forensic Science Laboratories, State Forensic Science Laboratories, and laboratories of the National Forensic Sciences University Laboratories for DNA profiling of first-degree biological relatives of missing persons from India following the flash flood in Nepal. The External Affairs Ministry said India has sent two more aircraft with relief material to Nepal to support ongoing relief and rescue efforts in flood-affected areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on becoming the longest continuously serving Prime Minister in Italy's post-war history. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this milestone is a reflection of the trust and confidence of the Italian people in her leadership. The Prime Minister emphasized that her friendship has also been instrumental in strengthening the India-Italy special strategic partnership. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi has informed that the electors who were unable to submit their filled-in enumeration forms within the specified time, that is from the 30th of June till the 17th of August 2026, may file Form 6 along with the prescribed declaration form for inclusion during the claims and objections period, that is the 31st of August till the 30th of September this year. The Commission said the electors may file Form 6 to include their names in the final electoral roll to be published on the 4th of November this year. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Western Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and the northeastern part of the country for the day. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being observed across the country with religious fervour today. On the occasion, devotees observe fast, perform ceremonies and visit temples. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings on the occasion of Janmashtami. In badminton, India's Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Danish pair of Kim Astrup and Anders Karup Rasmussen in men's doubles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen, China this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.